This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. This weekend marks the 50th anniversary of a bloody milestone in the civil rights movement, when marchers in Selma, Alabama were attacked by police on the Edmund Pettus Bridge. On Friday, a busload from SMU began retracing the route a group of students took a half century ago. In 1965, Kenneth Shields was a professor of English at SMU. It bothered him when he heard about the attack on protesters that fateful Sunday in March. 2 weeks later, Shields, some of his colleagues, and 20-plus students boarded a bus and headed to Montgomery. Friday afternoon, he sat on a campus bench, watching a younger generation get ready to take off on a similar journey.
You just can't stand to one side when things like this happen. From the time I was fairly young, I always felt this need to stand by the marginalized and people who were being unfairly treated. That's who I am.
It's no surprise, then, that Shields was thrilled to see this busload of students off, suitcases, pillows, and bags scattered around them as hymns played in the background.
They are eager to understand something which for them is simply history, and I couldn't be more pleased, really.
SMU junior Caitlin Burke says she's most looking forward to talking to people in Selma who were part of the original group of marchers.
Hearing their stories, it's such an emotional experience, and I feel like it really, when we come to them, it validates their experience and shows them that they were fighting for an amazing cause and that people still believe in the cause.
Burke, who's 21, says it's important for people her age to learn about this part of history. She and the other students going on the trip have been reading and watching documentaries about the civil rights movement.
A trip like this educates everybody in my generation that a lot of times thinks that, oh, human rights problems, they aren't my problem, so it gives us a chance to see it firsthand.
Political science professor Dennis Simon leads this annual class trip. He says students will get to see, hear, and touch what they've been learning.
Touching is kind of important, like the metal, the beams on the Edmund Pettus Bridge, or the Civil Rights Memorial in Montgomery, or the church that was burned during Freedom Summer. And so it's both emotional and intellectual, and the combination of that is rare.
The students will walk across the bridge, and their guide has a connection to it.
She was beaten on that bridge when she was 11 years old. And she's with us for the better part of an afternoon. She's a very powerful, a force to be reckoned with. And spending the time with her and going through that experience is just memorable. It's lifelong.
Cassandra Foreman is a 41-year-old grad student at SMU. This trip has special meaning for her. Her relatives were part of the civil rights movement.
So I think it's important for me to understand them a little bit better in their struggles that they have overcome just for me to have things that are better in my life.
Foreman says walking across the bridge will be like reliving history. She wants to know what that march felt like. Stella Chavez, KERA News.